Hi, this is Mark from CenterCityCondos.com at Berkshire Hathaway Fox & Roach Realtors. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about the recent lawsuit that the National Association of Realtors has settled that may change our industry. Well, likely will change our industry in July. Nothing's going to happen until July. I've heard a wild variety of claims and misinformation. So here's what I believe to make. Here's what I believe to be the scoop. The NRA lost a lawsuit, and as a result, two major things have happened. Number one, a selling agent may no longer list in the multiple listing service how much a buyer broker is going to be compensated if they bring a buyer to that property and the property sells. Number two, any buyer broker, before they put anyone in their car, has got to have a buyer sign a letter stating the commission that's going to be paid to that buyer broker should the agent or should the seller not be paying any commission. So here's what I believe is going to be the fallout. Number one, the number of realtors is going to diminish. Realtors need to pay about $2,000 a year in realtor fees, border realtors fees, MLS fees, errors and omissions insurance, etc. It comes out to be about $2,000 a year before they sell anything. I think countless part-time agents are going to find this entry fee to be a little bit high. You know, a lot of agents only sell one or two condos a year, part-time agents, and I think that they're going to be dropping out of the business. Now, of course, sellers have always had and will continue to have an option not to pay a buyer broker. If the seller only elects to pay 3% commission to the listing agent, then how is a buyer broker going to get paid? Well, they're going to have that buyer sign a piece of paper saying, yes, Mr. Buyer Broker, I'm going to pay you X percent if you can find me a home. Now, imagine if you're a buyer who calls a realtor to see a condo. That realtor can't show you any condo until they sign the commission letter. Now, where most buyers, to be fair, especially first, not most buyers, but most first-time buyers are job rich, cash poor. So that might be a little bit of a stumbling block for a lot of buyers who want to buy a condo, or want to buy a home, want representation, but can't afford it. One thing that they may do is they may ask for the seller in their offer, let's say for a 2.5% or a 3% rebate so that they can pay their agent. That could be. So where else? What else can a buyer do? Well, likely open houses, which had diminished in popularity since the pandemic, will become very popular. They'll give buyers an opportunity to see condos without having to sign a buyer broker commission agreement. And if they want to buy that condo, they'll likely buy it. If they haven't signed a buyer broker agency and they don't want to, they'll likely just go to the listing agent to buy that property. Which I think is interesting because a fair number of listing agents do not work with buyers. They simply represent sellers. You know, so then what happens? Well, I mean, if any given seller doesn't want to pay a buyer's agent, then how will they procure a buyer? Will they solely rely upon the seller's agent? I think that'll be interesting. What I think will become more common in time is that buyers may begin to shop for a la carte services, like, say, what's known as a transactional agent. This agent will be hired by buyers at X percentage of the sale price, let's say 1%. Traditionally today, transactional brokers are at 1% of the sale price. The buyer will pay that to guide that buyer through a transaction from the time of the offer through settlement. They'll arrange all the paperwork. They'll submit it to the listing agent. They'll make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. They'll help arrange for a home inspection, help you find a lender. They'll order the title insurance policy through you and work through all the conveyancing nuances that that requires. They'll help buyers to get estimates for any work that a buyer may want to do in the future. They'll simply act as a guide for the mostly uninformed buyers, especially first-time buyers, who are just unfamiliar about how the process works in the state of Pennsylvania. Now, a transactional broker provides a limited form of representation to a buyer in a real estate transaction, but does not represent in a fiduciary capacity. So yes, in the future, I believe overall commissions may diminish in the future, in time. That could be the case. The flip side of the coin is the majority of condos do not sell themselves. I mean, sure, there are a handful of condos that can and will sell within a day or two of hitting the market, regardless of any commission being paid, but that's a very slim minority. That is, Yeah, that's a very slim minority. We're still learning more about how the industry will work. Like, one shoe is not going to fit every buyer and every seller. There'll be condos that sit on the market longer, I believe, as a result of perhaps if sellers aren't willing to pay a buyer broker commission. I think those condos are definitely going to sit on the market longer. And what happens to condos as they sit on the market longer? They lose value. They tend to lose values. If a property's been on the market 90 days, the seller generally doesn't raise the price. They generally lower the price. So it'll be a tightrope there, and we'll see how all this plays out. It'll be very interesting. But many agents, I think they'll find themselves will be doing the entire transaction. Most listing agents will be doing the entire transaction for perhaps a lesser fee for only one side of the commission. And that one side will probably be more than if it used to be 2.5-3%, it could now be 3-4% if it's just one agent handling both sides of the transaction. So anyway, lots of ideas. We'll keep you posted on ideas and suggestions on all our thoughts on how all this is going to pan out. But again, nothing's going to happen until July. So questions, comments, or concerns, pick up your telephone, push the buttons on the front of it, 267-237-3404. I welcome your feedback and love to hear what you think. Thank you.